I ordered some photos from NASA of these pictures of Copernicus. Here's the deal, Jordan. Here's how it got so interesting. Somebody, now when you order pictures from NASA, you don't order it from them. You order it from National Space Science Data Center, one of the contractors. Somebody sent me, and I'll never know who it was, a 16 by 20 negative of 162H, Lunar Orbiter 2, oblique photo of Copernicus, which had not been airbrushed at all. Oh. And that stuff is, anybody can look at it. It's at abovetopsecret.com. You can go to that website and see that thing. What happened is I had no way to print a 16 by 20 negative. So that thing sat in my garage for 2 or 3 years until the technology got to the point where I could go to go downtown and get somebody to print it. When I did, it was spectacularly clear. I took it over to Bob Lazar's, and it was so big that he had to make 4 different scans of it, and those are on abovetopsecret.com. And we started looking at it, and it was just really interesting. Those photos sat around for maybe 2 or 3 years, and then finally I went to abovetopsecret.com, and they wanted to put them on their forum, which they did, and it attracted so much interest. I think that one forum now, or that one thread, has got over 130,000 views now, and people started to contribute. Yeah, I see this, I see that, and we just amassed all these things that were going on Copernicus. It's obviously a mining operation. You can look at the photos that I gave to Lex that are posted on C2C. Mm-hmm. You can see cranes. You can see excavators. You can see buildings. It's all there. And then a few weeks ago, actually it was around my birthday, I got to thinking, geez, I wonder if there's anything else. And I pulled out a book out of my library, and I went to that great book place in Portland a few years ago and cleaned them out of every NASA book they had. And a lot of them were printed way back in the 70s, which is before NASA got real talented with their airbrush. And I got this book called SP-246, and it's photos of Apollo 8, 10, and 11. It was published in 1971, and this just happened like in December. I started putting these photos on the scanner and looking at them, and it was just amazing. There is a city. I mean, there's a spaceport, what looks like a spaceport. There's tubes, there's roads, there's vegetation, there's lights. I mean, it's all right there. So I sent this one clip, or this one photo of 2209 to Beth and Ron, and they looked at it, and they said, this is absolutely amazing. So from there, I started clipping more photos, and we found more and more stuff, and that's how it all happened. And those photos are the ones that you have on your website.
How do we know, John, if these mining operations are ours and not extraterrestrial events?
I'm sure they're part extraterrestrial. We couldn't have possibly put that massive a mining operation together in 40 years. I mean, we could have. I don't think we did. Somebody else is up there. Somebody else built all those buildings. There's no possible way we could have done that.
You think we just kind of inherited them?
Yeah, I think, I think we work with them up there. Now, I don't know who that is up there, but they're the ones that built all that, and we're doing mining. Now, the reason I know that we're involved is several years ago, I ran into a real honest-to-gosh government insider. He's dead now, but he told me three things, and one was that we had been going to the moon since 1962, that the population of Mars was 600 million, and they looked just like us. And the other thing was that he had worked on a piece of mining equipment that was to go to the moon. He said, John, he said, we built this thing down in Alabama, way out in the nowhere. He said, it was so enormous. He said, when we finished the project, he said, I actually rented a little airplane. He said, I'm a private pilot, and flew around this piece of equipment just to get an idea of how big it was. And I said, geez, that's fantastic. How did they get it to the moon?
Yeah.
He said, I don't know. And that's, you know, the deal in compartmentalization. You get to know a little bit of the program, but you don't get to know the whole thing. So he knew a little bit, but he didn't know the whole thing.
What an incredible...
Now, if you ask where the operations are from now and how they keep them so secret, I think it's Antarctica. And if anybody wants to check Google search words, I recommend two things. One is moon mining. You're going to be absolutely stunned at how much there is. I think there's 1,500,000 hits on moon mining, and space law and Clementine. Just Google those things and see how much there is.
A couple of these pictures you sent us, specifically the crater Kepler, and then you look at the airbrushed version. Two different, it looks like two different craters.
Absolutely.
I mean, the structures are all gone.
Yeah, like I said, NASA didn't get proficient with their airbrush till about 1972, 73, and they went back and got all these pictures. But those of us who got the early pictures have the good stuff. And on Kepler, you'll see the Lunar Orbiter 3-162 picture. I mean, there's obviously stuff on the crater. There's obviously a strip mine there. There's obviously buildings there. And then you go to the Apollo 12 photo that was taken several years later, and it's absolutely clean.
It's
there
all gone.
Isn't a trace of anything.
Well, they came down and took all the equipment away. But
yeah.
You're right. It is absolutely incredible. Now, how do you know, though, in some cases, we're not looking at tricks of light or just different images when you look at this?
Well, take a look at that yourself. I mean, there's buildings on the rim, and then there's not buildings there. Some of the pictures are great. As a matter of fact, did you see the one of the Aristarchus? You know, we're always told that Aristarchus is the brightest spot on the moon. We can see it. And any image you can buy or purchase or moon pictures, it's always just a white blob. And so we had a guy take a 10-inch telescope and take a picture for us, and you can see it right in those pictures that we've got on your website.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful structure, and it looks exactly like a nuclear reactor to me. It's probably a fission reactor. There's no doubt about it. You can see the arches. You can see the blue glow. And the blue glow comes from when radiation hits molecules mm-hmm. of air. And now you're going to say, wait a minute, there's no air on the moon. Well, as a matter of fact, the moon has a breathable atmosphere, and it has gravity 65% of what's on Earth. So, you know, it has it has all of that.
And it looks like it's got some arches alongside
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. And then you look at the next picture, I think that Lex got it up there. Look at that picture that Clementine
took
in 1994.
Right now.
Can you imagine that we got a better picture of Aristarchus from a 10-inch telescope than Clementine did with a $100 million satellite?
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
It doesn't make any sense at all, does it?
It doesn't.
So all this has been going on, you think, right under our noses for 40 years, John?
Absolutely.